Hello?
Yeah, are you there?
Yes, this is not working, but I can do it.
She can barely hear me on speaker, and I can barely hear y'all on Bluetooth.
I'm not sure what that noise is, Jamal. There keeps coming a noise, and I think that's why they hung up.
Not that loud on my own.
Okay, do you want to try one more time to call them?
Yes.
Okay, one moment.
Independent and Roma Brokers, Ms. Danielle. Can I have your first and last name, please?
Hello, this is Jamal Williams. I was calling to apply for SSI, first-time patient.
You're applying for SSI?
Yeah.
All right. So we assist with applications for home and community-based services. If you needed Social Security, you would have to contact the Social Security Administration.
Jamal,
do you need
sorry,
that phone number?
Kaya here. You're calling to get an appointment for the broker. That was the first step. This is not the SSI number.
Okay. And let me see here. And I'm sorry, could I have your name?
Jamal Williams.
No, I'm sorry. The other participant that was on the call?
Oh, that is Cynthia.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
That is Cynthia.
Yeah, my name is Kaya. I'm from the agency. He just wanted me to conference him in. I'm going to leave the call now. He just wanted me help getting him to the conference him in, getting him to the right place to get the assessment.
Okay.
So I'm going to leave the call now.
And then
now.
You said you'll
Jamal,
be disconnecting?
Yeah, I'll be disconnecting. All you right. Guys will be together. Jamal, you stay with her, okay?
Yes.
Right. And then, Jamal, I can help you with the application for home and community-based waiver services.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see here. Could I have your date of birth?
11/5/89.
All right. And I will need to obtain some personal information. Please be aware I cannot discuss an applicant's application without their written or verbal permission to do so. So is it just you and I on the call today?
Yes.
All right. And could you verify your address, please?
2628 North 34th Street.
You said 2628 North 31st Street?
Yes.
All right, let me see here. Would you be able to verify your phone number?
215-908-7961.
All right, let's try this one. How about your social?
193-709134.
Okay. Let's go ahead. I'm going to get your address updated because they have 2628
28th Street. Okay, you didn't much for me then.
Yeah, we're going to get that fixed. So it's 2628 North 31st Street. Is that Philadelphia?
Yes.
And the zip code?
19132.
Thank you. Any apartment numbers or anything?
The house.
Thank you. And then the phone number that they had on file for you is 267-660-3341.
That ain't my number, and I don't know why that number's on file.
I'm not sure either. We might have received a referral. I'll check that out for us to figure out where that's coming from. Your phone number is the 215-908-7961, right?
Yes.
And would you like to receive text or email notifications regarding your case information with us?
Yes.
Would you like text, email, or both?
Both.
You've got it. So by providing your cell phone number and email address and agreeing to our terms and conditions, you agree to receive text and email. Your information will not be used to sell products or be provided to any unauthorized third parties. And to stop getting text and email from the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker, you can reply stop at any time. You understand you can get messages at different times and message and data rates may apply.
Okay.
And you'll get a confirmation text from me just to make sure I entered your phone number correctly. And then if I could please have your email address.
Okay. Going to it right now. Yes, I got the message.
All right, and if I could have, could I have your email address?
Yes. My name, I have to pull it up. It's my name. Backwards, 392@gmail.com.
All right, I'm going to need you to repeat that for me again. The first half of that was cut off.
It's Williams Jamal. At 392@gmail.com.
Last name, first name, 392@gmail.com?
Yes.
All right, you're going to get a confirmation email from me, too.
Okay.
Right, and then... Okay, so it looks like the physician certification form that your doctor sent in, that's what had the incorrect information on it. And that's what they were pulling from. But for the application process, the Office of Long-Term Living, they offer two types of programs to provide long-term services and support. So if you're an elderly adult, have a physical disability or a traumatic brain injury, you might be able to receive support services with the Community Health Choice Waiver, like assistance with bathing and dressing, meal preparation, light housekeeping, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
The alternative to that is the LIFE program. Programmatically, you would not qualify for that program because it's for Pennsylvania residents 55 years and older.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to schedule your intake visit. At this visit, we'll come to your home, complete the financial application for Medicaid and waiver, review your medical history, and select a managed care organization, life provider, or service coordination agency. Please keep in mind that the exact hours and services you'd receive will be determined by the managed care organization after enrollment's been completed, and the enrollment process is about 90 days on average. Would you still like to continue?
Yes.
All right. So the application has two parts to it. The first is the clinical. For that, we're going to use the physician certification form that was completed by your doctor, and we're going to send a request to the area's Agency on Aging, asking them to contact you separate from us to schedule a time to come out and complete their assessment.
Okay.
Once we have the results from their assessment, the functional eligibility determination, we'll review it with the physician certification form that your doctor sent in. If for any reason you are found to be clinically ineligible, you will receive information in the mail with the right to appeal. But if you're found eligible, the next step and the last step is going to be the financial review, and that's done with the Department of Human Services. They're going to send a letter in the mail to request the documents that they need, like Social Security award letters, 5-year look back on bank statements, life insurance policies, things like that. We're also going to give you a checklist at your intake visit to give you a head start on gathering any of the applicable information.
Okay.
You do have the option to upload any documents related to your application on our website at paiasinigloo.com.
Okay.
On that website, and when you call into the call center, you can check the status of your application at any time, but you're going to need your case number.
Okay.
Your case number with us is 112-9966. And then we can go ahead and get you scheduled for your intake visit. And again, we're coming to you, so we would arrive to the 2628 North 31st Street, Philadelphia, PA. And the best phone number.
What was my intake number again?
Sorry?
My intake number again.
Give me 1 second. Let me pull that back up. That was 112-9966.
Okay.
All right. Let's see here. And the best phone number for us to contact you, the 215-908-7961.
Yes.
And I am required to ask, what interpreter services be needed for your visit?
Say that again?
Would you need an interpreter?
Oh, no.
Okay. Do you have a preference for morning or afternoon? Any upcoming appointments or days we should avoid?
Any day is fine. Noon is fine. Any time from noon is fine.
So, like, afternoon appointment?
Yes.
Okay. Let me just check here, make sure I'm not about to send our enrollment case manager on a 3-hour drive because she would not be very happy with me.
Yes.
Right, and it looks like I have some availability on Tuesday the 19th, next week. I can do 11 to 1 or 1 to 3 that day. Would that work for you?
Yes.
Would you prefer the 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. or the 1 p.m. to 3 p.m.?
11 a.m.
All right. So just to confirm, we've scheduled your intake visit assessment for Tuesday, August 19th, next week, between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m., and that's going to be with our enrollment case manager, and her name is Ayana.
Mm-hmm.
Last name is Thomas.
Okay.
She'll arrive to the 2628 North 31st Street, Philadelphia, PA. She might not be there at exactly 11, but she will be there between 11 and 1, and the appointment itself will be about an hour to an hour and a half long.
Okay.
You must be present for the visit. We cannot do it without you.
Yeah. I will be
when Ayana arrives, perfect. She's going to ask you for some form of identification, like driver's license, other photo ID, or social security number.
Okay.
As well as any medical information, like any insurance, medical assistance access card, managed care organization card. If
health
for
health.
Any reason, sorry?
My records, my doctor's records.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. If you're not able to keep your appointment, have any questions, need to cancel, reschedule, or update anything, please call us. Our number is the 877-550-4227. And please note that in the event you're deemed a no-show or you cancel three times, we reserve the right to close your application. However, if it's closed because of a missed intake visit, we can reopen it at any time. And as a final reminder, we will not speak to anyone regarding your case information without your written or verbal permission to do so. So if there's anyone you would like me to list as an authorized representative on your case, I would need their name, address, and phone number.
Okay.
Is there anyone we would like to add at this time?
You come up for my home health aide?
If there's anyone that's going to be helping you throughout the application process and you want them to be able to call in with and speak with us without you being there, I would need their name, address, and phone number.
Okay, that's fine.
So was there anyone you'd like to add?
Sydney, the one I was connected to with them first.
Do you know her last name?
I don't have her last name. I think it's from her.
Okay. I would need more than just her first name to get her added. I would need a name, address, and phone number.
Well, I would have to give her.
So, yeah, we can get her added another time if that's what you would like to do.
Fine.
Is there anyone else you wanted us to add?
No, that's okay. For now.
Okay. And did you have any questions for me, or is there anything else I can help with?
No.
Okay. Well, if there's nothing more I can assist with at this time, would you like to take a survey on our call?
Not at this moment.
Not a problem at all. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, and thank you for speaking with us at the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Brokers.
Thank you. Have a nice one. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Hello.